Hey moms, today is episode 17 and my guest is Karen Ferguson. She has an amazing way to share with you how to bring biblical literacy into your homes, into your families, with your kids. These are some really great ways that you can implement today. Can't wait for you to hear it. Hello moms, welcome to the Front Parking Spot Podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock. And be encouraged to know that God has his front parking spot set aside for you. Hello, moms. Welcome to the Front Parking Spot Podcast. Today, I am thrilled to let you get to meet Karen Ferguson. She is a freelance writer and children's book author with a background in kindergarten through eighth grade education. Karen is a grateful wife, mom, and grandma. She is passionate about writing stories that grab and hold young readers' attentions, teaching them all about God's unchangeable truths and his unchanging love for them. And she wants every child to know that their life matters. She has two books. Her first children's book, Guess How Much God Loves You, was published through Ambassador International in 2022. Now a seven-book series. Her newest book, Guess Who Is in God's Family, is scheduled to release June of 2024. You can connect with Karen on the show notes later, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And today we're going to be talking about biblical literacy for young kids. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's great to be here. I'm loving your podcast and all that you do.
Thank you so much. Can't wait for you to share your wonderful nuggets with these young moms today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share my heart for biblical literacy. It's a very important topic to me as a mom and grandmom and children's author. My heart is to see this next generation fall in love with the Bible, to see them trust God's word and understand it's the place to go for guidance and answers to life's important questions. And so I just want to start with something, if I can just start right in.
Absolutely. Please do.
Okay. I just want to start with something I read the other day that I just love. The writer called it creating a Bible culture in our homes. I will often refer to it as being a countercultural parent, but whatever you want to call it, it's important because our kids are being fed counterfeit messages every day, unfortunately, about how this world was created and who created it, about relationships and marriage, about gender and more. And it's making them confused and hopeless. So I heard an analogy that I think fits well to start this topic out. Take a real dollar bill and a counterfeit dollar bill. And who would recognize the counterfeit? It's the ones who've studied the real thing. And so I believe that making the Bible a priority in our homes will allow our kids to know God's truth and quickly recognize those counterfeit messages that are coming at them every day.
I love that.
And it's never too early to start, right? I know you understand that very well with your beautiful book, I Know the Plans. So I'm just very grateful to be here to be able to share three super simple ways that we can start to grow biblical literacy in our home. So I will just start with speaking God's word over their identity from the time they are born. The Bible says the word of God is active, living, and powerful. The Bible says there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And I believe when we combine our spoken word with God's ordained word, powerful things happen. And so I know as parents, especially young parents, it's been a while for me. I'm a grandmom now, but I know how busy, you know, it can get. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming to try to fit everything into the schedule. But I would just say, you know, do it as naturally as possible. You know, write specific verses about your child's identity on cards that you can just grab and speak over them in the morning when they first wake up, at night before bed as part of their prayer time, during the middle of night feedings, if you have a real little one at home, as you're driving in the car, you know, just speaking that life-giving word over them and over their identity. And And I recommend starting with Psalm 139, which is one of my favorites.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a it's about being fearfully and wonderfully made by our Creator. Now, I do have a free resource for that as well, that if it's possible to put in your show notes for your listeners. But it's called Raising Godly Kids in an Ungodly World. And it has 14 Bible verses plus sample prayers that parents can use with their babies to pray over them, with their preschoolers to pray with them, or even with older kids as a type of Bible memorization tool. But it's 14 Bible verses that touches on qualities that, you know, we want to see our kids grow into, like generosity and wisdom and boldness and discernment. So if it's possible, I would love to have that included in your show notes as a resource.
Absolutely. Great idea. We will for sure include that. Thank you for that.
Yes, you bet. And then I would say, you know, let's be diligent to protect our child's innocence as long as we can. I mean, there's a lot of dark stuff out there. And I just encourage parents to be pretty strict when it comes to what they allow their children to be exposed to. As parents and grandparents, you know, we are the gatekeepers of our homes. I believe that no other person has the right or role to monitor what our children hear and see, especially when they're young. So let's fill our home with God-honoring books, videos, and audio recordings of stories that actually align with the Bible, you know, those Bible-based tools. Let's create a colorful library of supplemental resources that are engaging and age-appropriate. And while this is important for any age, I think especially when kids are very young, these type of resources will really help the Bible come alive for them. It'll help make the people and the places and the concepts of the Bible easier to understand. I think the main thing is just making it clear that these, quote, stories actually point to the truths in God's word, that they are truth. And I don't know about you, Jennifer, and it's probably just because I'm in this arena now, but over the last 2 years or so, I have just seen some amazingly creative, colorful, and high-quality Christian books come out for kids.
Oh, me too. Yes. It's just everyone realizes that we have to counter the culture by talking about Jesus. You know, so I like to say, so long ago, the older generation like would say, oh, don't talk, you know, politics and religion. But I think that older generation didn't talk about religion. And then all of a sudden, God comes out of schools and we're kind of reeling in that kind of thought pattern of our grandparents, you know, and so this is what we're dealing with. So to get, you know, Christ back in the center, everything you're saying, I just love it. 100%.
Yes. So true. That's a good point. Yeah. We need to be involved and be talking to our kids, even about politics. Yes. You know, as they get to a certain age, I think that's important. But yeah, so it's really cool to see just so many amazing resources now available for kids. And I do want to give a quick shout out to a couple. I don't know if you've heard of these that we've used with my girls and grandkids, but one is Adventures in Odyssey.
Yes, Karen, you were mentioning about Adventures in Odyssey and the focus on the family. I love them.
Oh, yeah. We've had many road trips where we used to pop in a CD and listen to it, and the kids just love it. It's just, you know, their characters are just so fun. And again, it always comes back to the Bible and to an important lesson you can learn. So that's a great resource. And then I don't know if you've heard of Answers in Genesis or not.
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tell me more.
I highly recommend this. So they are an organization, and they also have it's a life-size ark in Kentucky that you can visit. And then they have what's called a creation museum, but it's very much for those who are kind of waking up there. It's very much Disney quality, but it's all Bible-based. And it's basically the Answers in Genesis and is an apologetics ministry. So they have stuff for all ages. So I would just give a shout out to those two organizations as well. As far as you're looking to, you know, build that library, definitely some things to check out.
That's a great, and that's a great field trip too from Georgia, or, you know, you're in Tennessee, and it's a great, especially with summer coming up, definitely something great to put on your plans for a summer mini trip.
Definitely. Our family, now that we are here in this area in Tennessee, we're about a 4-hour drive away. So we're doing it every year. We make it a tradition there. So it's really, really nice. And then I would just say, you know, pray God's word together and pray often together. And again, I know how it is as a young mom or moms of teenagers, you know, time gets away from us and it's hard to manage sometimes, but I don't even think it's about those long, like eyes closed, shut type of prayers. You know, I think if we can just welcome God into our home and our family in just a natural way, I think that goes a long way in helping our kids grow their own intimate relationship with Him. I mean, I think that's even more powerful than, okay, kids, you know, once a week, you know, Saturday at 4, we're going to have this sit down, be quiet Bible study. I mean, that can be very important too. But I think just naturally welcoming God in, you know, especially for the littles, you know, when we see something beautiful in nature, right? Talk about God, the creator, and thank Him for His blessings. If your child is hurt or angry, pray with them right there that God would help them to have peace and be comforted. You know, if you lose something, ask God to help you find it. You know, just simple, natural communication with the Lord, I think, sets a great example. And I do have to just share a recent story. We were in Florida on a family trip this last week. It was amazing. But we did hear, you know, unfortunately, about that attack on Israel. And so my daughter called her husband in, and in front of their young kids, we have a 6-month-old and a three-year-old grandkids, they prayed. And at the end of their prayer, my daughter heard our oldest grandson, who is 3, just quietly singing, "My God is so great, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do." Aww. And he hadn't heard that song for months, but God brought it to his mind at that moment. And then we all came together, you know, to sing that song in faith. And then he continued to sing it throughout the day. And I would say, you know, that is the fruit of a parent bringing God's word and worship into their home. And I know that's, you know, what a lot of Christian parents want, right? To see their kids go to the Lord like that in a very natural way. And so that just touched my heart, but, you know, as a grandparent. But I do want to add one more thing is just let your kids see you reading your Bible. And I don't even think it matters if it's only just a few minutes a day or if there's lots of interruptions going on at that moment. That is going to set a powerful example of you as a parent making God's word a priority, that by God's grace, they will want to follow, you know, as they grow. So that's what I have for your listeners today, Jennifer.
Oh, I love that. And I love that part too about grabbing the Bible, because so many times, like, we may be doing an online Bible study or reading our Bible online, like on our phones. Yeah. But when you actually take your Bible, and I love mine's all worn and kind of I've got some duct tape on the binding, and you know, just to actually let your kids see you touching that paper and turning those pages, that is so huge. And I love your ideas about praying throughout the day, you know, and I shared something earlier in one of my podcasts about when to pray. And I like to pray when my phone, I did a bunch of like ways that you mentioned too, but one of the ways that really I pray for people individually is when their birthday comes up on my phone, say it's 11:30, and then that's one of my daughter's birthday. And then I'll see that and it'll trigger me to pray for her. And it's really fun. Like in different seasons. Yeah. In different seasons of time, you will get someone's birthday coming up on your phone, your digital phone time all the time. And it must be that they need more prayers, or even like a wedding anniversary, any kind of special dates. And then you just kind of put that person in the prayer as well. Oh, my God. Yay. Well, Karen, this was so amazing. And another reference I thought of when you were talking about getting people in the word was when my girls were seniors in high school, our pastor would give them Lee Strobel's Case for Christ, because especially when kids go into college, they have to be equipped with the word, because so many things, it's like from a fire hose, they're just going to be blasted with things of untruth, and to guard them and to guide them with the truth, like you mentioned, is so, so powerful.
So important. I have not read that book, or he has several, I think. I haven't read it completely through, but it's those type of resources that are very helpful. Like you say, to counteract, right? Mm-hmm. What the world is throwing at. So important.
Right. And even he has a great movie with the same message. So sometimes if you're short on time, the movie is really great too. And he was an atheist. He went out to disprove the Bible. And from his study, Lee Strobel became one of the strongest pastors in this country today with his word. And so good.
I love that.
That's well, awesome.
Karen, I'll put all this in the show notes. I'll put, you know, your Raising Godly Kids and the 14 Bible verses in there as well. But could you tell the listeners how to find you and your books?
Yes, please. That's great. So you can go to my website. It's real simple. So first, partial, last name. So it's KarenFerg.com. So KarenFerg.com. So that's where you could, you know, definitely connect. You find my social media sites from there. I'm most active on Instagram, and you can find me on Instagram at Karen Ferguson Author. That's my handle. But yeah, I have a lot of freebies that I give out to my email subscribers. So you go to my website, you can sign up to be a part of my email list and be in the know about, you know, books that are coming up, events, and then also different freebies or fun things that I have going on.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you, Karen, so much for this talk on biblical literacy with your kids. This is so important for today's day and every day for parents, for grandparents, everyone. I appreciate you so much, friend, and I will look forward to talking to you again soon. Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and He wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.